Back inside our locker room, chaps, time to talk Troy's basketball with Jonathan Rodvelt, the head coach of the Troy boys. And, well, Troy, they picked up their first victory of the season on Tuesday night. Did not play on Friday, but Tuesday on the road, a 59-25 victory over Donovan West. So, Coach, that monkey's finally off your back to pick up a good win. Just what were your overall thoughts on that win at Donovan West?
I thought it was a good team effort. We were really balanced in our scoring. Overall, we just wanted to push the tempo and try and be organized and not get too sloppy. We had 8 players that were able to get in the book for scoring, and we had some JV guys that started coming in there in the second quarter and rotating them in and getting them a lot of experience and trying to build on our depth as we go throughout the season. But yeah, I mean, we had a pretty good team effort, I thought. Pretty happy with what they did and the way that they did it, I guess I'd say. So we pushed tempo, like I said, and when it wasn't there, for the most part, we backed it out and ran some offense. Of course, when you kind of end up in those types of games, it's easy for a kid to get kind of sloppy because maybe they feel like things are really going their way and anything they put up will go in. But I thought we were a little more mature, hopefully, last night compared to years in the past where it might get a little out of hand.
So now you look ahead, you've got 2 more games before this holiday break, beginning with Blue Valley on Friday and then next week Clifton Clyde before we take those couple weeks off. So what do you look at here in these final 2 games now, Coach, beginning with Blue Valley on Friday?
Well, we talked about just one practice and one game at a time. Kind of more of the same. We want to push the tempo. We want to be able to execute when we can and really make sure that everybody's getting involved and building that depth and, you know, just good decisions. We talked about after our last couple of games, making good decisions and taking not the shot that's the quick and easy shot that's given to you, but get something even better right close to the basket. We're going to have our hands full and we're going to have to come to play, especially when they come over here on the 20th. So, you know, you can't be looking ahead in the TVL because it's kind of a meat grinder. And if you skip a game and you think you're going to just cruise on by, that's the one that you're going to slip up on for sure.
Well, Coach, I certainly wish you the best of luck here in these final 2 before break, but thank you so much for taking the time. We certainly appreciate it and enjoy your holiday break.
Yep, thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Jonathan Rodvelt, the head coach of the Troy boys, joining us on our locker room chats. They're brought to you by the Troy Booster Club, Johns Market, Kinsey Farms, Exchange Bank of Troy, and Anderson Meats on the MSC Sports Radio Network.